So
fucking Cuck Hogan.
I'm not putting the
Cuck Hogan.
That's crazy. That's actually crazy.
That's fucking insane.
Do we just get the title out the gate?
Yo, that is insane.
Did you start
bro.
The episode to with think the title?
The dome is nuts, bro. That is nuts, man. Shit. What the fuck?
Fucking Stone Cold Vegan Steve Austin. Stone Cold Vegan Austin.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That's funny as fuck.
Hey, man, you too good at this.
Nah, man, fuck that.
Oh, man.
But on a serious note, y'all gonna refer to me as undisputed universal heavyweight champion Vegan Trap Lord.
Why?
We didn't forget your losing seasons. You thought we forgot? Thought we forgot the L's you took?
Not only the L's that you took.
Now this nigga had to deflate the ball, called the whole this? Deflate gate not, to get a championship.
Not only that, you don't even own the name Vegan Trap Lord.
Ooh. Nobody does.
that random ass nigga in Virginia, wherever the fuck he's at.
No, shit.
First of all, that nigga too fat to be a vegan. I'm not letting him say that shit.
For real.
The chubbiest vegan I ever seen.
Come on.
How fuck, vegan if you're fat. Not eating meat, what's causing all your inflammation, fat
Come
boy?
On, bro.
Why are you so inflamed?
You might as well eat chicken, bro.
I can tell you what it is. All that fried shit.
All that salt.
Niggas are deep fried vegan.
Niggas be frying the leaves. All right,
bro. Hey, but back to me.
Fuck that. All right. Fuck that.
Shout out to everybody out there.
This nigga out here crossing up plumbers.
Yeah.
And fucking nursing assistants. He crossing
surgeons, nigga.
This nigga.
Lawyers
this nigga's
and dunking surgeons, on CNN. Nigga.
This nigga crossing up
about.
Lunchmen and security guards.
Nigga's shooting jumpers over fucking mailmen and shit,
coming
bro.
Here to floss in my face.
Fuck out of here.
I'm not impressed. Go do it against Bronny. Then we'll see.
Hey, from what I heard, it might not be that hard to do.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Bronny might be in my league soon.
That's crazy, bro. That's funny as fuck. That's funny.
I think he's starting to realize he might just be a regular guy.
You know. If I can be realistic here, bro, any nigga who's playing in that same league as him got the Bronny game circled on the calendar. He's playing the best version of every nigga
of
in
course.
That league.
How many times
that's terrible.
How many times do we say that shit on this show?
That's terrible, bro.
And that's just in college,
he don't
bro.
Get no easy game. Niggas can't wait to kill him in the
but
league.
But LeBron Imagine. Set this nigga up, bro. You heard what the nigga said. LeBron said Bronny could play in the NBA and he could be better than a bunch of niggas in the league right now.
That's not fair, bro. That's
Why would he say
dumb.
That?
That's the nigga talking about his kid, bro.
But still, that's unfair to your kid, bro.
Because that's
like
different.
That's like you going on the, that's like plus going on a tour with a bunch of comedians saying, man, Midas to come up here and smoke all these niggas right now.
Let me tell you, if my son was doing jokes and I needed to fill that boy with confidence, I'd say some crazy shit to him.
But listen to me. That's different coming from somebody in your position. You talking about LeBron James.
Goddamn
nigga.
James.
This nigga is the epitome
of
a superstar.
Thing. Yeah.
And the face of the NBA for the past 20 years. Like, nigga, there's niggas that he got traded. There's niggas that couldn't get another contract that finally Mike got a contract back that can't wait for Bronny James to come try to play defense, nigga. Like,
niggas gonna put
I'm
on gonna a give fucking me, mixtape.
I'm about to do everything that I can't do to your dad to you, nigga.
He put a target on his kid back, a bigger target on his kid back by saying some shit like that.
Lil Bryce better be as nasty as niggas say he is. He better be all that.
I think he's way
it's
better
gonna,
than
It's gonna be a
I've been saying that for a while.
A Thanis and Giannis situation.
Do you know
Thanasis?
I watched. You said Thanasis. That's so fucking funny.
Whatever that nigga name
Thanasis
is.
Thanasis is crazy.
I just watched some of his documentary.
Who?
I had Giannis.
Oh, Giannis.
I did not know that Thanasis was the older brother.
Yeah, he's older. Yeah.
I thought he was the younger nigga all this
there's,
time.
There's a younger one too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going crazy overseas. I think he's overseas.
There's three of them. Little brother. Thanasis and then Giannis.
You should hear how
Giannis is the middle.
He's
the middle.
Yeah.
You should hear how when all three of them speak, just the accent gets progressively better. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
They're born further and further away.
And that other one, the oldest one, he ride for his brother. Boy, he be about to fight. His brother gonna fight. He be ready to fight.
Let me tell you, sir, if my brother has a fucking a nine-figure contract? I'm fighting niggas too. Are you crazy?
Yeah. My brother's the only reason why I still have a job.
Shanking niggas on the court. Are you crazy?
He got a nine-figure contract and he got me a contract. So
yeah.
The fuck?
The money that he made us together, nigga, our family. The only reason why I'm
ring,
here
he got
is
a
because
job.
My family told me, protect him.
Too bad they ain't gonna win shit. Matter of fact, right here, let's stand on business, man. It is. We're still fucking early in the goddamn season.
LeBron James and the Lakers next.
I was gonna say matchup. Who are they gonna go against then? Because you're fucking insane, first and foremost.
Yeah, that's wrong, but okay.
Whatever. I ride or die, baby.
So
die.
Who on the East side is coming out?
Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat.
That's I don't believe in any of those things.
I got the Denver Nuggets versus the Boston Celtics.
That's what I think.
That sounds stupid too. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it don't sound stupid no more, right?
And I feel
it
like
it still sounds stupid.
I feel like the Celtics are gonna wet the bed
what
again.
What part of it? What part of it sounds stupid to you?
The Celtics. They just don't got it.
I just feel
so
like
who got it?
In the East? I don't know.
They don't know how to finish the job.
Miami to me, I think Miami's gonna give teams a problem, but their problem is that what killed them in the Denver series is they don't have no rebounds.
It's not enough offense.
And there's not enough scoring.
It's not enough rebounds, not enough scoring.
Yeah. So,
and they haven't fixed those areas. Like, they haven't signed any.
As you can see, Jimmy's heating up. He almost dropped 40 last night.
Yeah, but
that's not enough to win you a chip. You know, he still needs more help. I don't think the Bucks are gonna do it. I think Lillard should have went. I think they should have sent Lillard to Miami because he would have provided them that extra scoring they needed.
I feel like that's what we said it before. That's what he wanted.
I feel like the Bucks got more real niggas than the Celtics do. I feel like the Bucks got more niggas who are going to be willing to step up and make shit happen when it's time. I've seen Jason Tatum cower from the moment time and time and time again. And not just him. The whole team cowers. When it's time to do shit, everybody nuts up. Everybody's a bitch.
I just know how the NBA does shit, and it's very WWE sometimes, and I can see a path to where the Celtics make it to
if
the championship.
If that was the truth, the Heat should have never been in there last year. It should have been the Celtics by every definition of a really good soap opera.
I think the Heat messed up the script.
That's what I was going to say.
I think this Heat...
You can only doctor it so much. You can only hand the game to niggas so much.
Because niggas still got to put the ball in the bucket.
And if Jaylen
Brown
not
was
doing
shit
it,
in that series.
He shat the bed so many times.
If he made five more shots in that series.
I find it very amusing when you say the word shat.
For me, it's beautiful.
Shit in the past tense.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I don't know why you do that.
Well, the pussy's drying up. You guys ready to begin?
Oh, yeah. We have not started the podcast.
Yeah. We're talking basketball. These women don't hear that shit.
All right, come on.
Women is watching basketball.
I don't do shit for women, nigga. Fuck out of here. Guys are second class citizens. What the fuck do I care? You think I'm here to make you guys happy? Is that what you think? Not a fucking slave like these gooks. I don't give a fuck about what you guys feel.
We love the ladies.
Okay? You guys are a guest in my house. You will trust you will accommodate yourselves as such. Sit on the couch or the kitchen, whichever one you prefer.
Mainly that's the kitchen. Please, the kitchen.
These thoughts and opinions are not reflective of NWO Podcast.
I don't know, man.
They 100% are.
Solely belong to that of Plus Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Cut the shit.
I put the H on it.
To emphasize.
Now you're listening to NWO Podcast.
See, now you found yourself a nigga. You were looking for a nigga? Nigga here now, see?
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gents.
Little bitch.
Niggas and niggas. It's the NWO podcast. Coming back to you like we typically love to do.
Little bitch. We some niggas with a piece. We some niggas with a piece. We some niggas with a piece. We some niggas. With a pen, nigga 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 with a pen, nigga. I know some niggas and they got opinions. Bitch, you need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. Hey, me, Chris, Ricky, and Benny Ho. Real niggas, man, situation friendly, ho. We in here drinking on tequila. You niggas real, but our niggas more realer. Hey, Chris say he a champ. He lit like a motherfucking lamp. Hey, shit getting juicy. My nigga Rick came down from the Lucy. Hey, my nigga Ben got some new equipment now and then. About to turn up on the fucking green. Hey, it's still NWO, ho. We the best podcast show, ho. Hey, Drip it down, drip it low, low. Hey, best podcast show. Oh, hey, getting big like an afro. Hey, be the podcast show. Yo, hey, like a Zoclo. Hey, we the best podcast show. Oh, little bitch.
Ula, I swear ya.
Little bitch.
Man, ula, I swear ya. Man, ula.
Little bitch. Little bitch. Little bitch. Let's go.
That's one of the hardest beats ever, man.
I really like the bass line.
That is so, it's such a Haitian. It's like I'm at a Haitian church.
Has come back. Ladies and gents.
Gotta find my way back.
Hold on, I'm trying to.
Ladies
and gents. The NWO podcast coming back to you live and direct. I'm one fourth of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot at me. And I'm joined by my brothers and buffoonery. Plus, Ricky the Prince.
This generation rules the nation.
Don't put that near this.
Oh, yeah.
And the vegan trap lord. Universal. Undisputed heavyweight champion vegan trap lord. Put some respect on my title, baby.
This nigga role player. He hit a fucking corner three. And now he's talking like he's a finals MVP.
He hit a corner three. Now he's talking like he's the finals MVP.
What were your stats? Huh? What'd you do?
Come on, Hulk Hogan, talk to us.
Man.
What were your stats, huh?
In the championship game?
Yeah, the ones that matter.
I had, 2 points? Went like 1 for 4, had an assist, a steal, 4 rebounds.
But we ain't gonna do you like that.
This nigga was Jeff Teague. We ain't the fucking Bucks.
But we ain't gonna do it like my nigga not nice. Nigga's nice, bro.
Hey, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What did you do when it counted?
No,
but your ass need to fucking calm down and be.
Listen to me. Listen to me and listen fucking clear. Okay.
I won a lot of games with
you. You see this? I don't give a fuck. All right.
I won a lot of games with this young man.
I got this. I didn't put those stats up and lose.
Show the people.
People don't care, bro.
Back to back.
Mainly us.
Plumber
championship.
It's a three-peat, but they're making the third ring right now. So they decided that they're going to put 3 diamonds in these two to represent the three-peat. So
why don't I just give you another
3 ring? Seasons, 1 loss in 3 seasons, nigga.
Nigga, you post the highlights. You nice. We know. And I'm telling you, I vouch for you because I've played with you. You nice.
Pause,
but goddamn, nigga.
Talk to me like that.
Just relax, man. Fucking belts.
I played with you. It's crazy.
That's
a little wild.
No, that's
it's
that was disgusting.
It's out of bounds.
Pause. I need to pause. That's disgusting. All right. Enough.
Trying to keep it
enough
basketball.
Basketball talk. Let's get down to business, man.
Ben, it's on you.
It's on me.
Yeah. How niggas been? What's going on?
Oh, you already did the shit?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's my turn to do my
Unless you want to do it again and reintroduce me.
No.
I contributed my portion of the episode. That's my portion.
God forbid.
So now you guys do your jobs now. You fucking jobs.
Before you get the ball rolling.
Prove to me that you guys could fucking
Somebody pass me the bumba clot.
Yeah, for real.
Bamboo.
And somebody pass me the other Ross clot thing.
Oh, y'all ain't got the cups over there, huh?
No, but no.
Golly.
Pass me the Donnie.
Niggas ain't got no respect for you.
Sorry. Pass the Donnie upon the left hand side.
Hold that over there.
Downey.
The Donnie.
The Donnie.
Don Julio.
Don Julio. Did niggas watch the Griselda series on Netflix?
I just couldn't find Sofia Vergara as an ugly, short Spanish woman. They weren't convincing me enough.
They put a lot of makeup on her, but no. She's still sexy.
It's still Sofia Vergara.
Sexy. She was still very sexy.
Get the fuck out of here.
And they did not add the nigga to the series. The nigga that was digging her down in L.A., right. Charles. They didn't add him to the series, bro.
They didn't add her Stedman.
Yeah, man.
Remember what we said about the family doing their own biopics? They're not going to enter in the details. No, the children don't want her nigga boyfriend in that biopic. They don't want him involved.
So I watched the spinoff. There's a spinoff with Billy Corbin, who's directed the Cocaine Cowboys.
Yeah.
He's doing an interview with her last living son. And he basically said exactly what you said. Like, they don't fuck with that nigga Charles because,
of course,
you know,
he put him big black dick in their mom. It's offensive.
Yes.
I get it.
That part, not there. But plus,
not there.
Plus, he, yeah. Yeah, not there. So, yeah, there. But yeah, it was, Yeah. No, yeah, he's been on his shit.
Like, he's been on his job, man.
Yeah, he's been on his shit. But yeah, it was a good series. It was a good series. I ain't gonna lie. It was good. It just could have been longer. I feel like they left a lot of details. Making it a 5 or 6-part series was just stupid. They should have did it like how they did Narcos.
And see,
there's just so much to her story.
How did somebody get her story right, but nobody thought to make Bob shit a miniseries? That's what it needs to be. The same way the Jackson shit was a miniseries, because there's too many chapters.
Too much chapters.
And it's like, even this movie, I'm curious as to how they're going to do it, because you just can't, you know what I mean? You can't do Mike's Life quick, fast, and in a hurry. It's going to take.
But the thing with the Bob Marley, I was watching the Bob Marley movie.
So you saw it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Maya went to go see it. And immediately she was disgusted. She was just disgusted, but because she's like the main guy who's playing Bob, he's not
6'9".
Jamaican.
6'9".
And he's tall as fuck.
Hey.
You out here fucking shit up for shit that nobody cares about. You out here fucking up the delicate balance of this podcast for this plastic. This is bullshit, Christopher.
For toys.
One day is action figures, next day is this shit.
What the fuck is he doing, man?
You just trying to look on my face like,
I'm trying to put it where everybody can see.
What is habits is for undergo? What is this, man?
Fucking shenanigans.
What is he doing, man? Yo, what the fuck is going on?
Look at him.
Stop shenanigans.
All right, fuck it.
But yeah, this nigga is tall as fuck. He's not Jamaican. He's like, bro, what the fuck? The shit started off with him being a fucking baby. Next thing you know, he's Bob Marley.
He's 6'5".
he's fucking Bob Marley, bro. I'm like, yo, what the fuck, bro? Like, the shit was, and the movie itself was short as hell, man. Like, it was, I don't know. I don't think they did a good job.
It was short.
It was a short movie. He was tall, but the movie was short.
Funny. Define short for me. Hour and a half?
It felt like it was like 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
I think the Bob did 2 performances, maybe 3.
So the main focus was the performance that he did where he brought the two politicians.
The politicians together.
They always tell that story.
The whole movie, he was talking about, like, Bob, you know, wanted to go back to Africa, right?
Yeah.
Never made it to Africa.
Nah.
Which is a very pivotal part of Bob's story. Like, getting back, that continent of Africa was...
You know what? That reminds me.
That's why we got it, because, you know, the only place I'm going to tell y'all my real opinions is on Patreon and off air.
Hold on.
Not going to tell y'all how I really feel.
I was just about to ask you because
niggas
got to
figure out who was in the CIA.
I went into a rabbit hole, right? And so people are kind of making me believe that, one, Bob Marley was murdered by the CIA. But I don't know what the Jamaican opinion about that is. Like, what do Jamaicans believe happened to Bob?
They absolutely believe he was murdered by the CIA.
Foul play.
Now,
Jamaica says foul play.
Here's the thing, though, because... The CIA operates under COINTELPRO. They usually plant somebody close to you.
Sure.
So the deed is to figure out who's the plant.
So now they said that they had some nigga gift Bob soccer shoes.
That's what they say.
And then apparently the soccer shoes had a prick in it that got in his toes, and he died of complications from cancer of the foot.
Man.
So Rastafarians don't amputate, from what I'm understanding.
A lot of people believe that. Well, a lot of people are saying that they believe that it's his white side that caused the cancer. That, I guess that's what's helping them cope with what happened to him.
He died a Christian. So if it was just to get his foot amputated, Rastafari ain't have nothing to do with him getting his foot amputated. He would have did it. It didn't have nothing to do with, oh, he didn't believe. You know why they can say those things to us? Because they've developed this propaganda about stereotypes. So stereotypically, you'll believe that, oh, because he was Rastafari and he didn't want to trust Western medicine and go to the doctor.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because, but I did hear that he died Christian as well. He did convert.
Yeah, he converted.
The people who controlled the narrative created that propaganda, right? At the end of the day.
Yeah, he ended up cutting his hair and everything.
At the end of the day, no matter where you are religiously, if a motherfucker say, hey, look, man, you got to cut your foot off or you going to die.
Yeah.
It's not two people on the planet. I don't care how naturalist they going to cut the foot off, bro.
I mean, because I thought that was one of those stories that kind of boosted the testament of how strong he was in his beliefs.
But again, understand the why propaganda. They would tell you that story to make you believe those things are true. so that you, because if once you hear that, you know what you stop doing?
Thinking about the rest
asking
of the shit.
Asking questions.
Yeah, it's done.
No more questions need to be asked because you know the answer already. And that's how they treat a lot of our black prominent people. When they assassinate them, they make it seem as if it was something else. But in reality, it's COINTELPRO. It's always been that.
Because you know what? It's like they killed, clock. They shot Martin, they shot Malcolm. You understand what I'm saying?
And,
it's
like,
nah, and they made them niggas. Bumble? Where's the Bumble? Ben got it. I got the ashtray if niggas are looking for that.
Oh, that's what you want, nigga?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just smooth.
These niggas are drinking rum today. I don't.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's smooth, though. I had it for the first time.
I'm a world heavyweight champion.
At my Super Bowl party
pirate,
that these two niggas didn't show up to. But yeah, we'll talk about that another time.
Niggas want to go home and beat their wife. That's crazy, man. You niggas shouldn't be drinking that shit at all, man. That's, that is wife beater drinks.
I don't play in the NFL.
This guy, bro. This guy.
The fuck? I'm not a free safety. Why would I do that?
That is a good one, bro. I'm not an all-pro running back.
I've never been a quarterback.
Come on. Come on, bro. I'm the vegan trapper.
The fuck is my last name, Bryce? What are we doing
here? That's insane, bro.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
I just think that it's our it's funny, right? As we're at the Bob Marley movie, right? One of the previews was of a biopic that's coming out for Amy Winehouse.
Nah.
But hear me out, right?
Come on.
I was never an Amy Winehouse fan.
Nobody needs that.
But I'm looking at the scenes, right, that they're promoting. Bro, it looks 300 million times better than this Bob shit ended up being. And I hate that when it comes to our artists and our people, this shit was trash, dog. Like, the Amy Winehouse shit looks like something, bro.
But they chose that. That's a, to me, that
it looked like
Bob
something,
is
bro.
Not, message. To me, Bob is not the right person to do a biopic.
I think that's
about.
Bullshit.
Nah, because like Plus said, it requires, he's a larger than life character.
For real.
Or personality, facts. Whatever you want to describe it as.
Oh, hour and however long they did was fucking
it's
crazy.
Not it's not enough
it
time.
It needs to be a series.
You got to get vested in the people that was around him as well because they played
part
a
of
crucial
the
role. So it's like
his upbringing.
Where was the Whalers? Where was Bunny
but
and all these niggas?
That's what I'm saying. Like things like that make it that the movie not gonna come out good because you missing key parts to what people envision seeing when they want to see. Like what happened behind the curtain or what they was going on with, like they not getting a full vision because you taking parts out.
Man, Maya was very, very disappointed. She was extremely disappointed.
But like, I want to say again.
She was disappointed.
Shout out to the Marleys, man, because I know a couple of them on a personal level.
I met Rohan quite a few times. Good dude, man. Great. And listening to his interview on The Pivot.
You see, guys?
Broke my fucking heart, man.
They all know each other for real. You see that? Without a stereotype. But they do all know each other.
Yeah, yeah. Us Rastaman, man. That's what we do, bro.
Oh, God, I fucking hate this big guy. Big up.
What we do. What
I
we
hate
do.
This guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Praise Jah. You know what I'm saying? What you Haitians do? You guys ain't got no biopics? fucking white clef? Fuck out of here, nigga.
Yo,
I don't give a fuck about that.
You need to relax.
Do you know?
You gotta chill.
Do you know Haitian. That I learned?
That's ill.
I learned that Lauryn Hill wasn't a Haitian woman when I was like 20. Like
I learned that like, very.
You thought she was
I
Haitian?
I learned that very
time?
Late in life.
You are in a group called the Refugees.
I was about to say, you thought the Fugees,
with two other Haitians.
You thought the Fugees was a full Haitian?
Yes. What the world? Oh, why
bro,
not?
Very late in life did I learn she was a Haitian.
It took
very
me a while.
Late in life, bro.
I thought we had one. Let me tell you something. Well, I tell you, I just knew.
Usher. Between her and Usher,
niggas
thought,
are trying to figure out why they ain't got statues of the Fugees.
Every time I'm like, why doesn't Lauryn Hill have a statue in Port-au-Prince?
I don't understand.
Why aren't?
I remember asking my mom, like, Mom, how is her last name Hill?
Mom, what part of Haiti is she from? Mom?
How did she get last name Hill, man? What's going on? Why do I have you singing? And she gets Hill. How did that
this nigga is Paswell Michel? This nigga is Wyclef Jean. How was she Hill?
Wait, isn't he in prison?
This nigga's story is incredible.
Dog, this guy needs a biopic.
I always wondered.
Exactly.
Dog, this guy.
Don't leave Bob Marley legacy
Fugees
alone.
The Fugees biopic would be incredible.
No, Nigga,
that's a lot of shit.
Prez biopic.
No, bro. No, he's not enough, bro.
He's enough.
He's enough. But
that nigga's the shit he going through right now is enough. He's, forget everything else.
How are you a rapper and a spy?
What nigga? The fuck, what man? That's crazy. How does that happen?
And then
this nigga is going to be charged with espionage.
Why they going to get you? Ready or not a refugee sticking new. Buffalo soldier drag like Rasta.
That's why he got him.
Bro, this nigga got a verse on a Michael Jackson song, bro.
You see
what I'm saying? Like, how did this nigga get a verse on a Michael song, bro?
That shit don't strike out as like
it's odd,
peculiar?
Bro. It's odd, bro. So, like, this nigga's story, bro, is crazy.
Who is in jail for being a spy.
Is also part of one of the most legendary rap groups of all time.
Yes.
And was on a song with Michael Jackson, who died of a mysterious drug overdose.
Also on a song with
but
ODB.
But Reed got shot with a laser beam.
ODB. Who died of a mysterious drug overdose. Ghetto superstar.
Come on.
This nigga was always around the hit, though. I'm going to say that. He always found his ass around the hit.
Yes, he did.
One way or another, he's around.
That's pause. Finding your ass around a hit is pause.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You need to relax.
I thank you for being vigilant.
Yeah, please.
Thank I need you. You to relax, I appreciate bro. You for being vigilant.
I love the direction this podcast is going.
He's ruined this.
Yes, 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 yes.
So I saw a tweet, right?
Yeah.
It was Fat Joe, and he was holding a pair of the Air Trumps.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, it's a shame what our hip hop legends have become. Yes. And then somebody else said, no, you ain't gotta worry about it. There's no legends in this picture.
Yeah.
Right?
Hilarious. Hilarious.
And then I'm going through the quotes and people are fighting, but it's mainly people from the Bronx and New York, so yeah, their New opinions York. Are invalid to me. Because they have what
is
call
Fat Joe, Puerto Rican?
Who cares what he is?
I mean, no, he's from York. He's Puerto Rican.
It matters.
But he's born in the Bronx.
Those are the people that are replying to the comments.
Right, but he's born in the Bronx. But my question is, is Fat Joe a hip-hop legend?
All right. Is he a hip-hop legend for music? Not so much. Is he a hip-hop legend for cultural impact and presence? Absolutely.
Okay.
The nigga was on Def Jam Fight for New York.
Not only that, the nigga was around Big Pun. And if you know his story, there's a lot of major artists that he helped put on. And his background is he's a street nigga. Yeah. Like he was one
certified.
Of them niggas.
Okay, let's wait a fucking minute.
Joey Crack had them hands, man.
This is coming from a guy who I am not a fan of this guy.
Ben,
me neither. I ain't
Ben, go ahead, please.
I used to talk so much
shit
about
him. I'm not a fan. I'm just letting you guys know he's a hip hop legend. But go ahead, Ben.
No, I was just gonna say, like, before you mentioned the fact that he put a whole bunch of people on, I was gonna say, okay. Now, if we're gonna mention him just being next to somebody that a lot of people consider to be a legend,
mm-hmm.
then we have no right to like give any flowers to like comedians like Paul Mooney. He was next to Richard Pryor, but Paul Mooney actually put forth some work that's really good.
But also, what? Okay,
but so did Fat Joe.
So, what I'm
His
saying
cultural
is
cultural impact.
So, what is our threshold for a legend here?
Okay,
because,
so hold on.
Because
so,
it just feels like we're using the word very loosely.
No, it could because but it varies.
Words have
Go ahead,
meanings
Rick.
Here, bro.
So, what I was gonna say is like for somebody like a Fat Joe in the '90s, right? This was a thing where you had to check in the cities, right? So if you were from Cleveland, if you were from Florida, if you were from Atlanta, and you're coming to New York, now you have to check in. He has to give you a pass, and he's going to get you in the rooms where he needs to get into, yeah. and he's going to help the DJs break your record. You know what I'm saying? That's what helped got him into the music game. And then he's affiliated with Big Pun and all them other niggas, and then he did shit on his own. Yeah. I'm not saying he's this rap legend. I said hip-hop. Hip-hop is just more than rap music.
So hip-hop in terms of...
I'm not splitting hairs here. Is he a legend?
Fat Joe's a legend. Everyone knows the name Fat Joe. That's a legend. He's legendary.
I guess that's the definition. It's just being infamous in your...
Yeah.
Because I Googled it because I was pissed.
And I'm not a Fat Joe fan at all. Outside of Lean Back, I don't know anything about this guy. Like, as far as like that matters to me, as far as music goes. Like,
but you think he's a legend?
You know, I think he's a legend.
But again, I'm from South Florida.
Have you ever tried to beat that nigga in jail?
We think Trick Daddy's a legend, they laugh at you. Trick Daddy is Big Pun up there.
You can be a local legend.
Nah. Trick Daddy is further than...
No, everybody knows who Trick Daddy, but what I'm saying is what I'm saying is like, okay, this is the same thing. What did you about to say? You said the same thing about Fat Joe. So up there, if you ask New York niggas or the East Coast niggas up there
about Trick
Daddy, they're going to be like, this nigga fucking Trick Daddy. What? They're going to sound like Plus, just like how we are. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, is it region bias? It could be. But a bias out aside, this nigga is legendary. Because if you say Fat Joe, everyone knows exactly who you're talking about, what he looks like, and could name at least one Fat Joe song. Hip-hop is just more than music. Hip-hop is fashion. Hip-hop is movies. Hip-hop is...
A legend is defined as an extremely famous or notorious person, especially one in a particular field.
Fat Joe. He's on TV in the daytime. Like, this nigga...
Hey, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, legend. You win. You win. Wow.
He's just not a legend in the sense, like, how people want to say Jay-Z is a hip-hop legend.
Yeah.
Because... Not only is he doing the things outside of music, but he's had.
I want to take this conversation a little bit further. Let me ask you guys a question about this because I caught some heat about this on Twitter recently. I mean, on Twitter years ago. Is Bow Wow a legend?
1,000%.
How can he?
I think he's more of a legend than Fat Joe.
He's more of a hip hop legend based off of his raps than Fat Joe.
He's more of a rap legend. You would say that.
Yeah, because honestly, like...
But still,
like,
making him a hip-hop legend because...
You have...
106 in Park was his show.
And then he was Mr. 106 in Park, mm-hmm. a part of Death Row,
mm-hmm.
selling Def out... Jam.
I mean, not Death Jam. Was So-So Def.
So-So Def.
Yeah.
Right? He's worked with Jermaine Dupri, mm-hmm. legendary producer, child maker, king maker. This man has a career mm-hmm. that spans a few decades.
Movies.
Mm-hmm. Like...
Yep. Like Mike is a pretty good movie. Yeah. The first one.
Even if it wasn't. He was in the shit with Cedric the Entertainer. Are We Home Yet? What is it?
He was in The Lottery.
In The Lottery? He was in a skating movie too, right? It was Roller Pack, Jewel Jam.
He sold out The Garden.
Roll Bounce.
Okay.
We gotta eat, Calvin.
He saw it. So it's like, it's funny to make Bow Wow jokes. They're hilarious.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he is.
But there's no doubt it.
Two guys that I fucking hate. Fat Joe and Lil Bow Wow. But I mean, they're both legends.
1,000%.
Your feelings don't come into play when it comes to picking legends.
No, you can't. I fucking hate those two guys. Oh, man.
I'm not a big fan of either one of them myself.
You said what you said, Ben?
No, I'm saying you irrationally hate him, too.
He was just always corny to me. Just always a cornball to me.
No, bro.
And I couldn't get past it.
That's not true. For me, everything went downhill and shit started to look weird once he left Jermaine. Like, for me, like, when I was 13 and Bow Wow was 13 and he was a 13-year-old nigga. Impeccable, flawless.
And all his songs started with so.
Come on, 16 Forces I Miss, incredible. Even for that span where T.I. was writing his shit, Let Me Hold You, great record, incredible. He did great, but then he all young artists have it where you've been working with this nigga for too long. I want to be a grown up. I want to leave, and sometimes it ends up like Usher. Sometimes it ends up like Bow Wow. Completely different. Same trajectory.
Man.
Different directions.
Hey.
Like, Sierra left Jazzy Faye, and then that sound changed forever.
You just reminded me of a story that I heard when I was at a Drink Champs recording one time with Bow Wow and Jermaine Dupri.
Illuminati.
That, again, further adds validity to the alleged... complaint that we spoke about.
Okay.
Should I tell the story?
We're all ears, man.
So the niggas say, allegedly, right? They was in Costa Rica, allegedly. And basically like hitting prostitutes in the same room type shit. But it just, like I say, just knowing like that niggas do shit like that, that's type of vibe they on. Y'all been on that vibe for a minute.
It's too freaky. It's excessively freaky.
I want to also be the first person to say that I hate academics, bro. But Freak Meal is probably the funniest thing I've heard in a long time.
We'll talk about that on another episode.
But let me. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
But you know what? Okay. It made me want to talk about this, right? Speaking of Freak Meal. There was a point, bro, I remember where, like, we would talk about Drake, Kendrick, Cole.
Those are three.
Big Sean, Wiz. Fucking Wale.
Taylor Gang.
That's right, the one.
Right?
Nigga.
In all of the same sentences, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just the three.
Yeah.
Those are the three goats.
It's just the Cole. Kendrick,
because
and Drake.
There was a point where it was a 7-8-person race.
Yeah, they all came out together.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Same draft class, yep. like the fucking LeBron draft class. Yes. It was an incredible draft
class.
Yes. But you're it's right. Like now it's the three.
Yep.
So in hindsight, what I want to ask is, specifically speaking about Wale, right, for now.
Okay.
Was signing to MMG a bad move?
Absolutely.
Right? And at what point did he drop out of us when we were talking about those guys? Because he was even there when it was four. He was the fourth horseman. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was Cole, Whale, Kendrick, Drake.
Yeah.
That used to be it.
After Kendrick said he was coming for all of them niggas on the control verse, Wale was never the same again.
That's a great timeline, right?
I don't think the MMG signing was the problem for Wale, because signing to MMG is just for him is just a distribution deal, pretty much.
Nah, but what you got to think about it like this, Rick. At the time, Good Music had Big Sean. Mm-hmm. Young Money had Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Rock Nation and Jay-Z had J. Cole.
Mm.
It was like everybody was taking their flag and putting it in the sand.
I didn't even pee.
Okay, and yes.
ASAP had the ASAP mob. Like everybody was planting big flags.
Wiz had Taylor Gang, right?
Wiz had Taylor Gang.
Yes, and then you guys.
And even Meek kind of had MMG.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. He ended up on MMG with another flag.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's where I was going to go. That's where I was going to go, because what happened to Wale...
Big spoon in your hand because you're cooking right now, brother.
So pause. What happened to Wale... telling your man he's big spooning. That's
crazy. Come on, man.
We're talking about me meal and you said big spooning. Come on, that's crazy.
Right now, you got to tread light.
All right, let me chill.
Because Robert Kraft is not here. Let's relax. Let's relax.
That's crazy.
Let's go crazy.
That's mad.
Let's not all go right. Crazy.
Finish.
That's where I was going to go. Like, signing to MMG, I don't think... And high, like for him when he signed, wasn't the issue. Because remember, he signed with Omarion, it was this big thing, blah, 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 blah. What ended up happening is, this nigga out of Philly, Hot as Fish Grease, ended up signing with MMG. And Ross was Ross at that time, right? And the music was changing. Wale is this poetic as, you know, like lover boy type music type shit.
Mm.
So the music was starting to change. Even Drake started going a little bit more gangster.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened as well? T.I. had Meek Mill, mm-hmm. And he went to jail.
What was
T.I. shit? PSC?
PSC, yeah.
PSC. Meek was supposed to be the flag staff for PSC.
Pimp Squad.
But he became a free agent.
Pimp Squad, yeah.
T.I. went to jail, and because he went to jail and he knew that was the year that Meek needed to come out to be in the conversation with those other niggas,
yeah.
He had to let him go if he was going to make something of himself. So him by T.I. going to jail and having to let Meek go, Ross picking Meek up when he already had Wale as his flag staff. Because you imagine MMG with no Meek, just Ross and Wale. That would have been poetic music for the next few years.
He would have got all of the joint mixtapes.
He would have got all that shit.
Instead, Meek got all the fucking, he would have got the fucking, yeah, because then he would have just kept Ross and his Diced Pineapples back.
Yeah.
Ross loved that bag.
That's a great bag.
But the person who wanted all this was Ross, because he got the most of the best. When he wanted to be on his gangster shit, he was with
but
me.
But also, like...
Because Ross learned from Puff. He know how to come out on top.
But also, he spent...
That's crazy.
They spent the rest of their career trying to recreate I'm a Boss.
Yeah.
Essentially, like, he was going to chase the high that they got from that track forever.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm a Boss solidified
it's eternal.
Meek as the favorite. Mm-hmm. Like, it made him the favorite.
No, Dreams and Nightmares did, but that also.
Those songs.
To have Dreams and Nightmares and a follow up with I'm a Boss, oh my God, we're out of here.
With fucking Maybach music in the back.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God, you remember Bag of Money?
Yeah, oh, my chick bad.
Man. Looking like a bag of money. T-Pain. T-Pain again. There go T-Pain again.
This is what Ross first started doing.
She made me
like a bag of money.
I go and get it and I let her count it for me.
I was trying to go to Wale's verse. I was trying to give him justice.
No, you gotta go to the Dice Pineapples for him. But yes, yeah. He snapped. He snapped on it.
He found a great pocket here.
Yeah, he snapped.
But it's like, yeah, Ross loved these kind of songs.
Yeah.
And it's like, he can do that shit, but fuck.
But that's literally what
but
happened.
I do think that there's some validity to what Chris was saying, man. That like,
no, there's a lot of validity.
Niggas was planting flags. Oh, for sure. And it's like, Wale was supposed to have his fucking solo year.
But that was the wave back then. If you were not attached to a big label and a big brand, you were done out here. Or you had to create your own. But what happened with Wiz, this is the real story. Ross tried to sign Wiz.
And Wiz was like, fuck
it. Wiz said no.
Wiz won on his bet.
Yeah.
Wiz bet on himself and Wiz won.
Double down, nigga.
And then he also talks about how, a lot of people don't remember this, that when Drake got really, really, really big, like a few years after that 09 movement, when them boys all came in, like 2010, 11, 12, Drake invited Wiz on tour. Mm-hmm. And Wiz told Drake no. So that's why they never worked with each other, because Drake, because that is life.
You wanted me to open up for
but
you?
But Wiz like, why would I open up for you when I got some of the biggest songs out in the world right now? I'm doing my own tour.
Not even just that. Who the fuck do you think you are that I want to open up
I
for you,
I didn't even realize
yeah.
that we never had a Wiz and Drake track.
But that's why Drake, because Wiz is on, he's on, and he's like, yo, me and him had a great relationship coming in. He said, the day I said no to him, you know, he stopped responding, whatever. And then the interview was like,
that reminds
what's
me of
crazy
a
is there was a
being.
Time, there was a time when Drake and Wiz,
necking.
They would go,
no, I'm telling you, there was a point where it was nine
all
of these
them
niggas.
Niggas was just,
hey, say what you want. Drake don't have a see you again. Nowhere in his catalog.
Don't.
Search top
a
to bottom.
A lot of people don't.
Come on, man.
Search top to bottom.
Come on, man. Okay.
There's only like three artists that got a billion views on YouTube.
Not only does he not have it, even if he wanted to, he couldn't get it.
I'm not gonna have this conversation.
Don't,
man.
Nigga, because ain't
you
no conversation
to, you're not,
to have. I'm right.
You're not a Taylor Gang ass nigga, bro. You
Let
don't
me ask you this,
bro.
Let me ask you this.
You OJ here, man. Where you at? OJ here, man.
Oh, that nigga. All right, so do this for me, right?
Uh-huh.
10 years ago.
Okay. 14.
Give me your order of Kendrick, Drake, Cole, Big Sean, Wale, and then give me your order today.
All right, so 2014.
Yeah.
Dylan.
I'm going to be honest with you. None of those guys are on my top in 2014.
Okay, 2014, who's your top?
Rich Homie and Young Thug.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Boy.
That's me.
It was a time.
That's me.
Listen.
It was a time.
And 2014. Time. But if we were talking about those guys you mentioned, in 2000, I said something crazy earlier.
2000.
I called myself 2000. Sometimes my Haiti, you know, it comes out. You know, my pros comes out.
Fraud ass nigga. 2000.
Drake 2014 started from the bottom. From you know that was that shit.
Tough.
Then I would say 2014 was him. No, for me actually 2014 was for me was J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick. No, I'm lying. J. Cole.
Damn, nigga, who are
hold
you?
Hold on. J. Cole. No, listen. I remember it because we got a J. Cole, Big Sean, because he had, that's when he was going through that whole ass. He was on fire.
He was on fire.
I don't give a fuck about you. That was around that time. So I would say J. Cole, Big Sean, Drake, Kendrick. What was the other name you said? You said five.
Kendrick, Wale.
And then Wale. For me. Today, I'm going to say Cole, Drake, Kendrick, Wale, Big Sean.
Damn, Big Sean felt the very last.
I don't think he gives a fuck anymore, honestly. I just think he literally stopped giving a fuck.
Kanye broke that man, bro.
But yeah, he broke that. But that was after he stopped giving a fuck. Like, when he said what he said about him, that was last year.
But yeah. It's like,
he's already, I think he stopped giving a fuck before that. Because, dog, nigga, if you go at Big Sean's, like, catalog,
but essentially, like,
I think Kanye said in his Drink Champs interview was right.
What did he say?
About his single being ass.
Yeah, Kanye had a problem with the single more so. It wasn't the guy's talent or, you know.
It's just a...
Why'd you choose that single?
It's a bad single.
It's a bad single.
Because now, every time I say you... Again, like Kanye said in the interview, we gonna think ass.
You were single chasing at that time. But that's it's one a, it's of the ones. Look. You
and,
still got,
and you know it's a bad look. As soon as you hear niggas saying ass six times in a row,
but
you
the
know
song
it's a bad
went
look.
Crazy.
So, but what Kanye's also trying to say too is with the word ass, you don't even equivalent that with ass anymore. You could have been being trash. Today, ass means trash.
That's a stupid reason, man.
But not even just that, though.
Not even just that.
You talking about
that's what we remember you from, bro. Like
you talking ass. About it went crazy. But the common, understand this: if you would have put it on the album and not promoted it as a single, it still would have went crazy.
Yeah.
For where it would have still hit the club because the club was looking.
What was
for
Kanye
some shit
saying
like
the
that.
Single should have been instead?
Nigga, that album had a whole bunch of other shit
about,
on it.
That was his album. That album was his album. That's the one that I don't give a fuck about you album. That was the same album.
Same one.
That was the same album. That was his.
That's Detroit, ain't it?
No, I don't think that's Detroit. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong.
I'm about to look right now.
I don't give a fuck about
Since
you,
our fucking director of marketing and research is a fucking asshole.
I hate the fact that I just had to
they
search.
They took away my Big tool Sean. To do researching, so.
Sorry, you're right.
I'm just the director now.
No, you're right.
I'm just the director. I can't market our research.
We would never take your tool, Paul.
Finally famous. Oh my God, I remember
finally
this.
Famous.
With Chris Brown.
Yes, finally famous.
The
yes.
fucking Marvin Gaye and Sean.
Yes. I'm telling you, man. Yes. That was his year, bro. 2013.
And then he got Nicki Minaj on Ass.
On the remix. Yeah,
that was really good. Mm-hmm. He's having a good year. Great singles on that album.
That's why I got him at number two. The only reason I put J. Cole over here is because J. Cole came out with Forest Hills Drive, probably one of the best hip hop albums ever made. But yeah, no features, produced by him.
Little bitch.
You know what I'm saying,
Ben, you have a different answer or is the answer
regarding what?
Like.
The list that I did.
I guess overall, like, is the way you thought about these five guys different than it was 10 years ago?
Only slightly, because I thought Wale might have had a little bit more staying power than he ended up having.
He's so fucking good. I think
he's amazing.
He's great.
He's amazing.
Like, as an artist, like, I really do like his catalog. But for whatever reason, I mean, he didn't play the algorithm game. All the other people that y'all named, aside from Wiz, because he cultivated his fan base.
A cult fan base.
Yeah, that was nothing but organic. Like, the rest of these guys...
I don't think J. Cole played the algorithm.
Well, then Wiz and J. Cole.
Yeah.
But also, Wiz and J. Cole.
J. Cole had Jay-Z. Like, Roc Nation
did...
He
had a big-ass back.
Roc Nation did the shit that J. Cole wasn't willing to do. You know what I mean? Like they were heavy when he didn't want to do all that.
I think he has a cult following too, because he doesn't play those games. I think he has
He also has a cult following.
He has a very big cult following,
and he has.
Dollar and Dreams.
I'm not from New York, but like I feel like he has their respect because he continued to play the game.
Yeah.
Of trying to appease Hov in that regard, and Nas too.
He raps though. That's the thing.
The nigga
raps.
Made a song called I let Nas down.
Like that he was trying to play that game.
Nigga, he let you know out the gate. Guys, I fucked up.
Yeah.
I let my hero down.
Not only that, nigga, I'm not here for pop music.
I'm not here for it.
And that's Drake's bag. So that's why Drake is always going to have the same power. Because Drake is not just a hip-hop artist. He is a global. He's trying to be a global phenomenon.
He's a mainstream giant, bro.
J. Cole, he has showed us that he can make a good little ditty if he wants to.
If he wants to, yeah.
Those are the times where he played the game. Because
that nobody's perfect with Missy.
Bro, he got a song that's about to drop right now for his new album called The Fall Off, I think it's called.
But what I'm saying is, like, J. Cole mainly, like, primarily, he doesn't play that game, but every now and again, he will play that game. Because right now, he has another top five, top 10 song with Drake. This is the second time he's done that with Drake.
Mm-hmm.
He went back twice.
Kendrick really don't fuck with these niggas, bro. Kendrick really like, I say what's up, but I don't fuck with y'all boys like that.
Are y'all boys sure that on Airplane Man I get messages? Because I don't know if he's trying to hit me up to, because are you guys
Oh,
sure?
Nigga, I told you don't do that.
Oh, you told me not to do that?
Yeah.
No, we said no.
Oh, I thought you said to do that.
No.
Oh, okay. So then, yeah, I'll
hit him. I'll hit him.
Yeah, hit him up, because I'm for sure I know he's hitting us up. But, Yeah, I think, man, niggas got to put more respect on Big Sean's name.
I got some nostalgia for you real quick.
Okay. Yeah, I told you it was going to happen. I told y'all boys it was going to happen.
What?
It stopped. Yeah, I told y'all. I don't got no memory on that bitch, bro. Oh, Big Sean.
Real shit.
I dream bigger than I live.
Shout out my nigga Jeff. Jeff, I love this shit.
Sometimes I think better when I'm lit, so go on and light it. Roll it up, ignite it.
One time for all my niggas that dreamed it, then real life it.
I swear I've been through everything in life, but a coffin. They saying sky's the limit.
How okay, I'm moonwalking.
And my middle name Michael Hope.
Yeah, man. That song right there, bro, was... It was on repeat for many days. Bro.
I've never heard it.
You never heard it? It was on his Finally Famous mixtapes.
I feel like you repeating yourself that many times is because of Big Sean.
I mean, I just... I love that song, bro.
I've always just been Drake Hive. I've never even...
No, Drake, I get that from you, though.
Yeah, Drake is him.
I mean, that makes sense.
You give that.
Of all of them, he got the best melodies.
Come on.
Come on, man.
That's pushing it. To say he got the best melody.
No, it's not pushing it at all. Mm-hmm. It's not pushing it at all.
You both should stop pushing it.
Not pushing it at all.
Both should
pause. Of the list. Yeah. He's smoking them niggas on melodies.
I mean, that's about it.
What do you call a melody? What's a melody?
Okay, man.
Holding a note, I guess. They're very impressed by Drake's vocals for whatever reason. He's a singer to them.
I didn't say that.
I don't know.
I don't know. Nobody really sings.
Because to me, out of all them niggas, Wiz is the most melodic nigga out of all of them.
That's what makes you sweat.
To me.
No, that's ridiculous. I'm going to say they all have about equal abilities. Like, no one's a better singer than the other.
No, I'm not
like,
saying better singer.
No, as far as, like, in that class, they're all whatever. But
they're
like,
all, yeah.
As far as the nigga...
I think Drake and Wiz stand out in that genre. As far as being melodic, taking chances Wiz with their good. Voices.
Because this is a nigga who commits to full-blown singing. Like, those niggas just pepper it in with the rap. This nigga be singing, bro. Like, nobody's committed that hard to, like, being a singing-ass
That's
nigga.
Mixed privilege.
That's not their shit.
That's mixed privilege.
I guess you're right there.
Niggas, like, half of the niggas
I thought we were just talking about just, like, holding melodies on a record. Because Wiz will layer his vocals and, you know.
Auto-tune that thing up.
Some
melodic shit. Niggas not fucking with Drake. I don't think that's...
No, you're right. Yeah.
I don't think it's competition.
That's what makes
I think
sweat,
Drake
huh?
actually fathered niggas like... Brent Faiyaz and Bryson Tiller, these niggas, man.
Absolutely.
I think they came from the Drake. I think that's where they came from. They came from So like, Far Gone.
Like, so I remember...
Which happens to be Kanye babies.
There was an interview with fucking 40 where he said that, like, that sound, how all them fucking songs sound so cloudy and dark and smoky, they wanted to intentionally feel like Toronto weather. You know what I mean?
That's some genius.
Right, and I never thought about it, but he was like, how they want all the music to feel cold and alone, and, like, they want to give you that feel, right? And it's like, so whenever I hear niggas mimicking that sound, like, I know exactly where you got that sound from. Yeah. Like, that whole new generation.
Yo, 40 is a genius, man. There's no Drake without 40. This is going to be clear.
Essentially, he created, between him and Party Next Door, they crafted Drake's sound.
Yeah.
Because every time I hear Party Next Door, I hear what Drake is trying to do.
Yeah.
Like, all of that Jamaican shit is P&D just like, I'm going to write this shit,
but
and he can't steal this shit.
Understand.
The Drake reference tracks?
They're always better.
Before they get to him?
Yeah. even when he's saying his version of Work is better to me than Rihanna's.
Yeah.
I love his reference track for Work.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful record.
I personally love the Tory Lanez version of Work better than anybody's, but yes, I know what you're saying.
That fucking big-headed weirdo.
I know. Mm-hmm. But, dog, he smoked that shit.
Murderer.
That woman abuser smoked
that. He didn't murder
that.
Anybody, bro.
May he rest in shit.
That's fucked up. He didn't murder.
He's a murderer.
He didn't murder.
He tried
to. He's an attempted murderer. That's what he is.
He really wanted to.
Fuck that. He also had a remake of Controller that I feel like
that's what it was. Not Work. It was Controller.
Okay.
It was Controller.
There's a reggae drop.
He smoked that shit. It's Controller.
There's a reggae drop.
Because Rihanna's on that too, right? There's Drake and Rihanna on that.
No, Rihanna has Work.
Drake and Rihanna's on Controller,
but
right?
But they mix into Controller very well. Work mixes into Controller because it's the same rhythm. But as I'm saying, I hate both of them songs because of what they did to dancehall music.
Yeah, man.
I mean.
They killed us.
You can hate it, but you got to admit that it's influence.
They killed us, man.
Influence in the sense
man,
that.
Fuck you, man.
Influence in the sense that it created a whole lane of people chasing something they can't attain.
You were so confused when I
because,
said that.
Right, because Rihanna did, whenever she did it, she like Work was great, but it made motherfuckers feel like they could too. That's fair.
Yeah.
And you don't have the Rihanna machine.
You know how many Rihanna. Reggae, you know, I mean, all right, you know how many dancehall versions of Work there was on SoundCloud? No, that shit took off, bro.
Controller, and One Controller. Dance, they were good records.
That's not reggae music.
I don't think One Dance is good at all. I don't know why. It's his biggest song, but I don't know why One Dance is so good.
That's why.
I think One Dance is one of Drake's worst songs.
as a genre, reggae like, and dancehall gets shitted on so much.
I get why he did it, and I get why it got so big, and what he was trying to do with One Dance. But I think his biggest song,
One More Time,
I think Hotline Bling is really good.
It's the one.
For a big Drake song, I think that's a really good song. I love Hotline Bling. I love everything off of So Far Gone. So Far Gone was fucking amazing, bro. Fucking amazing. It is fucking amazing. I go back and forth between the two best mixtapes I've ever heard. To me, it's So Far Gone or Cushion OJ. Those are the two best mixtapes I've ever heard.
Cushion OJ is brilliant.
And I say No Ceilings is up there for me, too. Those three mixtapes for me are my favorite three mixtapes of all time.
Shit. What do you see? Dream Chasers 2 for me.
Dream Chasers 2?
Yeah.
What was on there?
Like ADHD.
That's a good mix male song.
Dream Chasers 2 is the one that had I'm a Boss on there.
That's probably shit. ADHD, the Ross mixtape was real fire too.
Albert Anastasia.
Nah. Albert Anastasia was fire. And the one before
the other one with
Rich
the gold.
Rich Forever.
Is it not? Nah, it ain't Rich Forever. What's the one with the gold?
Who, you talking about Ross?
Yeah.
The
one he had 16 candles on with Andre 3000.
That's not a mix, that's the album.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Man, Ross be having some fire albums.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. He finds fire albums.
He got work.
Yeah. Boss.
Come on, man.
I don't know. I don't know.
Stop bigging him up.
I don't know what
like
we
that.
Can.
You can big him up.
I don't know what we can.
Like
I can't
that.
Say no more. You I don't know.
It's bigging him up too much.
Like, nothing is.
Pause.
I'm nah, it's not Paul. He's just bigging him up too much. It's like, all right, he nice. So then you got to add in, oh, he got that work. Like, I said he nice.
We already
bro.
Said
Leave
it. Yeah,
that.
We agree.
That's crazy.
Why you adding? Yeah, why you adding extra? You
know, because I didn't say nothing like you said it.
Yeah,
but it's what you said. It sound like that. Like
that's crazy.
It sound just because of what you said. That's how it sounds.
Like how has got that work gay? Like what is it about?
It's not that. It just it's like, bro. I already said he nice. Why you adding to it?
So being too complimentary of somebody is gay. It's too far.
It's too far. I ain't saying what's gay and what's not gay. I'm not the mayor of gay. I can't tell you what's gay from what's not gay.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's...
What do you think?
That's too far. But
we still got to wait for...
Yeah, no, okay, fuck it.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Ricky, which one is more important to you? How your girl looks at home or how your girl looks when y'all go out?
Damn.
He's a funny guy.
You seen it.
Ben is such a funny fucking guy.
Those glasses gonna get adjusted, boy.
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. Like, I'm trying to sound...
Call that nigga off guard.
Every time.
Because that's not what I pointed at.
He pointed me to ask a
question.
Yeah,
yeah, no, that's not what
I... Let me surprise you first.
And I was ready to respond.
Let me surprise you first, baby.
Fuck. All right.
That's so funny.
I'm gonna be honest with you, and this is a cop out answer, but this is my honest answer. I honestly, truly don't give a fuck because at the end of the night, I have one goal. So I mean, I'm just being honest with you, bro. Like everything else is just fucking okay. You put that on, that was nice. Or you look like that at home, that's cool. Are we fucking? Like, I'm just being 100% honest with you, like. You look like shit, you don't look like shit in your head, cool. But does this result in sex at the end of the night? I'm being honest, bro. Like it is what it is. Like I feel like if me and Maya are gonna go out, she knows she gotta put on her shit, she gonna put on her shit. Whatever. Fine. I don't care, man. What you look like at home, dog? I don't care. So I guess I would say going out because I don't care. Like I just don't give a fuck. I don't know how to answer that question. I already don't. I'm really stumped here, man. Like, I don't know.
Watching this nigga swim with no paddle is interesting.
I don't know how to answer that.
Nigga just in the middle of the lake looking around.
All right, let me just stand on it. I got to pick one. I ain't going to do that because I'm going to set the stage for niggas to
okay. Be cowards.
Yeah, be cowards.
No, because all right,
let me not.
I was just going to go to the next subject. Because we're going to be cowards.
No, let's not be cowards.
And we're going to be cowards.
No, fuck that.
Then let's move on.
We haven't gotten here from you. No, fuck that.
Pussies.
No, motherfucker.
I'm ready for the question.
No, fuck that.
Sip. Take
no, fuck that.
Sip, no, I was ready.
Fuck that. I'm going to answer the question.
Get the courage up there, yeah.
Being who I am, like, nigga, I'm that nigga. I'm your husband. You better put that fucking shit on when we step outside, bro. You're going to be on my fucking arm? Put that shit on. Look like something. You're a representation of me. You got to look like something. Period. Point blank. Fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck all that shit I was talking earlier. I'm going to get the pussy regardless. It's my wife. It is what it is. But put that shit on, bro. Put that shit on. I'm him. Go ahead, nigga.
gonna be honest with you, bro.
But man, you might want to edit that later.
just a tad. I have to amend something.
You know what I mean?
But I never thought that I would be this type of guy. But there was one time a while back where I went out on a date and like I got dressed up and it was like really like nothing for her. Like threw on a t-shirt, some regular jeans, and
she was giving you Sunday evening at the crib.
Like some thong sandals or something like that.
Oh man. And you had that shit on.
I had that shit on. Because like I meant for it. I behaved in an intentional manner to make sure that the date was a date.
Mm. But who are you talking about? You right now? You talking about recently?
No, he said a while ago.
Oh, it was a while ago. Okay, okay, go ahead.
No, it was a while ago. But I remember saying something about it. I was like, yo, like is that how you finna come out? Like I literally said something about it. I was not happy. And I was actually like, as I'm talking and trying to explain this to her, like in the back of my mind, I'm like, I never thought that I would actually care about this. But I actually like I was almost offended. I was offended. Cause you don't take my outing serious. You don't take me serious.
Now like is she somebody?
No, but he's absolutely fucking right.
I just want to get some detail to. Like, was she someone that you would say? Because yes. There's certain women that dress down like that, but they still fine as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fire. They'll still look good fire. Dressed down. But then mm-hmm. You got some women that maybe if we trying to look good, you can't afford to dress down.
But also, yeah, because dressing up is also. It speaks to effort as well. It definitely certainly speaks to matching Ben's effort.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is all right, so you saying that whoever this person was, they wasn't really somebody who could just put on some chill shit and still look like that shit. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like
bro,
none of that, like all of that is immaterial right here. I'm just looking for the actual effort that I know that you tried to look like. As Ricky put it, look like something.
Yeah.
When, like, there's actual intentional shit going on right now. Like, we're going somewhere nice. I'm making sure that, like, it's set up in a way that to where, like, okay, I need to look nice for this.
But you've seen a woman dress down and look like something.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but, like.
But if we're going to a specific place, bro, like.
Whenever a woman I've seen that fits that description is out like that, they're never on a date. They might might be at the grocery store.
It's specific to the occasion.
It's specific to the occasion. I feel
I'm
like
taking you out.
I agree with that.
I feel like it's a slight. Yeah.
You're supposed to know. You're supposed to know, bro. That's like, what I'm saying. Like, we're going somewhere, you know you're supposed to
did
know.
Did they know that you wasn't going for just like wings and pizza?
Yes.
Okay, so they yes, knew it was bro. Some shit.
Like, no, this was intentional. And like the level of disparity in terms of my outfit versus hers was staggering.
Like this nigga about to ask us, do we want sparkling water? That's what he's about to ask us. Okay? There's about to be biscuits here.
And you wearing the shit you use to watch Netflix in, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like to run an errand. And yeah. I'm like, nah, man, no.
Okay. Now you're saying.
My boots are pointy tonight. What do you think is going on here?
I didn't like it at all.
Now you're saying that my date is an errand.
My
dog had on brush boots.
Watch out.
I'm taking you out.
I got pointy boots and long sleeves tonight, little mama. What you?
Sam.
Turtleneck vibes.
Come on, man. I'm wearing a blazer.
Come on now.
I got a coat. What you think this is?
I got a pea coat on. You.
I got a tie under this sweater.
Don't do me like that, bro.
Don't do me like that.
Kerchief in my pocket.
What are you doing to me?
Don't do me like that.
I got a hanky on me. What you talking about?
You know how I wake my up every morning? What are you doing to me?
That's stupid.
That's why I said that video of the plus the other day. Of Stephen A saying it? That's why I said that to you. I thought that was so funny because that's what I said to her. What are you doing to me?
Bro, let me tell you something. That girl sang that cover of that SZA song. I don't think I ever heard the words before in my life.
Bro, it was so beautiful. I was
that's
stuck
ridiculous
on that.
To say you haven't heard the words,
bro. I don't care about his words. What have you done? That's it. I don't even know why you said the word. What is it?
No.
Sorry, sis.
Those words I knew.
I didn't know.
But
the words.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I be singing it. I don't know what he's saying.
All I know is
give and it don't matter because this is the thing. Like,
that's all I know.
As a nigga who sing reggae tune and who sing church French songs that I don't understand, for me, if the melody goes crazy,
yeah,
I'm gonna sing it.
That's it.
I don't have to know the words.
I'm gonna sing what I think the words
like,
are.
Like, yeah. SZA found a pocket on "Give Me a Try." That is incredible.
Incredible. Where do you go when you
incredible.
Need... Incredible. What did he say? Where do you go when you need my love, baby?
No. Where did you go? Don't you need my love?
Okay.
Beautiful words.
Yeah. Why would you leave? Don't you need me?
Yeah. Good.
Where are you going?
The only thing that matters to me is give me
a try.
Yeah.
Oh.
Masterful. Masterful.
Weekend, oh, my God.
That's great writing.
Yeah. It's incredible writing.
Yeah. His team and himself, man. Sizzler's the truth, dog.
That's why when I call you Sizzler, you shouldn't take it offensive. Like, I mean, all you niggas are the same.
Listen to me, man. All right.
I don't mean to empower him. I'm so sorry. I don't want to give him ammunition.
I don't know what I don't know what niggas over here. They're like, why do you call your boy Sizzler? I mean, come on, man.
I don't want to empower this nigga.
Sizzler's my guy, man.
The guy gives me a try. I mean, what do you want? Pause.
Pause, bro. Come on.
What do you want from me? What do you want from me? I did it by I paused myself. What do you
see how you talk to me?
You
supposed to be friends, bro. You see how you talk to me? That's insane. For real, bro.
Why are you getting
big fairy dust on that nigga, bro?
Oh, shit.
Big fairy dust head ass.
Damn. Light him up then, Christopher.
Wait, what?
Damn. Is light him up gay? Come on.
No, no. I want to know where that Jesus came from. Christ. You want to guess her point? What did you see that made you say that?
Oh, you know why? Because he got his headphones on. So when I whispered it into the mic, he
I missed it.
You were whispering?
Yeah.
But you got the headphones on. I saw Plus like this and he said, "Dee, I'm like, wait, what? What happened? What did he see?
It sounded loud as fuck. I thought he said it to your face.
He's amazing.
Stop being immature. And you, do your fucking job.
Nah, man, this shit makes me hot, man.
Well, take your fucking hat off, jackass. Pause, no one can see you, jackass.
This shit makes me fucking hot.
Take it off.
This shit makes me goddamn hot, man.
It's not good. Oh, you lucky.
It's like I got fucking, what they call it when them girls got, when ladies are 50 and they feel
sweaty
hot.
Sweaty forehead.
Menopause.
I feel like I got fucking menopause, man.
Sweaty forehead.
Fuck you.
There's something wrong with all of you niggas, bro. Okay, all right. Yo, so I was talking to Eli, bro. Do you know that there are middle school scammers?
Wait, what?
You think it's an age limit on scamming?
Do you know that there were kids in school that make more money than their teachers? And they are in there saying crazy shit to their teachers?
Yes.
There are niggas with big bands in the school. There are niggas hitting licks.
Big Hellcat in the parking lot.
Wait, but what are they scamming?
What do you mean? Were they scamming the same shit the other niggas scamming?
People.
Middle school?
Middle school. Information.
It's a jouet. It ain't hard to learn, I'm sure.
And then, like, information's available online, bro.
We're fucked as a society, man.
He said, bro, it's young niggas in the school that hit off Prize Picks.
What the fuck, man? How do they do?
Who has more time to watch? Nigga, we was on NBA 2K.
Bro, they need a bank account for that, bro.
With a 12-year-old that had an account.
Every kid has Cash App.
Listen, Richie.
Jesus.
Every Cash App has a routing and an account number.
Oh, brother.
All right.
And if you send a jit $20 for lunch and he feel like he can hit.
He used 10 and put it on there.
He lie on the little application. And these stupid fucking kids do the shit. Shit's crazy, bro.
Middle school, nigga?
Middle school, nigga.
Bro, middle fucking school, bro?
Who's watching more highlights now, in TV than these niggas?
And it's being promoted to not just us.
True.
But because, nigga, we saw Budweiser. We saw the commercial. All the beer shit. We were there for it, too. We did it, too. But now they're promoting fucking OnlyFans and fucking Prize Picks. The kids see it, too. You don't think that they watch basketball and they think they know who can hit the parlay? They see the parlay memes. They're not blind.
Bro.
The shit is, bro.
Sick. Nigga. Damn. I never thought about that.
That's why gambling is a gateway drug.
You see how much money they made this year for gambling? Like, they hit like a crazy record.
It had to be a few billion.
Bro, it was an insane number this year.
Because of the fact that it's being legalized.
Legalized everywhere, yeah.
Oh my God. So many marriages are going to be ruined. Everything is happening so many,
through apps.
Dog, it's going to be so many degenerate apps. Gamblers. It's too
easy. Yeah. That Hard Rock shit, man.
Nigga, sheesh. You used to have to go place a bet.
The price picks alone, man.
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
I know niggas cleaning up.
When you used to have to find
shit.
A bookie and go place a bet.
Yeah, that's over with.
Different. Now you just pick up your phone and swipe right.
That's it.
I've uninstalled Prize Picks at Underdog. I lost too much. Okay?
Underdog Fantasy?
I hate it. I lose. I fucking hate losing by one.
Is that shit still around, Ben, that you should do? What's the shit called?
FanDuel?
Is that still around?
Yeah, it's still around.
FanDuel?
It's one of the small guys now compared to everybody else.
Yeah.
Because everybody else has just exploded with a new, like, model.
You know, when you see FanDuel pop up?
That over-under shit is very simple, easy to learn for anybody.
Anybody.
All you need is $10 and you're good.
FanDuel will pop up on Bleacher Report.
Do your $1 bets.
A nigga do a $300 parlay.
Every podcast I watch has a Price Pick emblem on the back.
Of course.
Every single podcast.
It's
crazy how it's being, like, funneled right now and being promoted. It's a gamble.
I can't wait to see what this does. Oh, I'm curious.
Ruin lives, drugs, bro. Watch in 2 or 3 years. How many lives, alcohol, as you know, get
all
ruined?
All tools of the devil.
Lives are going to get ruined from this shit. I think it's going to ruin more lives than cheating.
Oof.
Because I feel like you can bounce back from a cheat, but you can't bounce back from a nigga that spent your life savings on a fucking Kansas City Chiefs versus fucking, you know, like.
But that's why I ain't going to cap, like, see, like, God rest his soul. My grandfather, bro, had a gambling problem.
A lot of niggas, in the Caribbean especially.
They gambled
a lot, bro.
He blew a family bag on a gambling problem.
Yeah, man.
Because he knew he had it.
You feel what I'm saying? And it's like, for me, I just was like, bro, because that's in...
It's genetic.
The DNA, I ain't going to fuck with it. Because whatever, maybe it's the rush that you get from it.
Well, you was there with us that night where we saw the nigga was at Willie's in Hollow Rock where the nigga blew his mortgage.
Bruh.
And they had to carry that nigga out of the casino.
You don't never think, like, sometimes you just, like, your life is written for you to see certain things.
I've never been a gambler because I've seen too many niggas lose from that shit.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe your life is written for that to be a lesson in your life. That you've seen so many niggas crash out gambling. Because the situation, like, I totally forgot about that. But you just reminded me about that shit. And, like, that's one of the main reasons I stay away from that shit. It's because I've seen things like that happen
Ben,
to
pause,
other
pause,
people.
Not pause, but mute the 4 mics real quick. Mute all mics real quick for a second.
Don't pause it?
No, don't pause it, but just mute the mics.
Me to grow up.
It's very stupid.
I didn't trust our editing, so I had to say that.
Bro, he's such a fucking dinosaur. You just don't trust the fucking button.
Yo,
he's
all of, look,
all
of
such
niggas,
a fucking all dinosaur,
niggas
bro.
Said, all these niggas said, you know what, it's a pause. Everybody looked at me like I'm stupid. Dog.
Like, bro, you don't believe, bro, you're such a fucking dinosaur, bro.
Speaking of being a dinosaur, I want to say this to you guys, and I'm not proud of this, but I have no idea how to use TikTok. That's why I haven't posted a video.
But what do you try to use it for?
I don't know why people keep following me, because there's no videos.
What are you trying to use it for?
I want to post cool videos, but I don't know how to do it.
But you don't make the videos in TikTok.
Mike, you say, what happened to you?
But listen to what I'm saying. You don't make the videos in TikTok.
Where do you make them?
You use third-party apps.
Oh, fuck that.
Create the
all
videos.
This work,
yeah, it's different.
Like
now.
Niggas is transitioning into plus is doing these cool tricks. Like, yeah. Man, fuck that.
I'm lying.
He's so good at it that he has clients, bro.
I'm lying.
That's how good he is at this.
Yeah, third party apps.
A majority,
but
of
also
is third party.
It's so much work, dog. I try to make one of just my garage, and I use the apps inside of TikTok, and it looks stupid. Yeah. It's like so dumb. I'm like, what is this? How do I do this?
The
shit?
Frustration is real.
I'm so mad,
I can
man.
Feel the anger.
And no, Malia was like, Dad, you suck at this. You're not cool at all. I'm like, at no, all. I am.
And that's tough.
No, I told her, I said, no, I am. But
you're really cool. You just can't translate it.
Dog, you know what a kid was supposed to be? I used to be that guy. I don't know what happened, man.
That's what I'm saying.
All these fucking transitions, bro. don't know how you niggas do
you this. You in a whole new country and you don't speak the language.
I hate it. I hate TikTok. Because I can't post, man.
I'll tell you what happened after we recorded. I know exactly what happened.
I posted a picture one time on TikTok and it got one like and I deleted that shit. I said, why is nobody liking my picture?
You posted a picture on TikTok.
I posted my headshot and no one liked it. Am I fucking ugly now? What happened to me, man? What's going on? Maya's like, that's not for that. Get that dumb shit. Get that hatred shit.
You're like an auntie on Facebook.
I was smiling. I was happy. No one give a fuck, man.
Oh, shit.
Reggie's like, what the fuck are you doing? So he unfollowed me. He said, I'm not doing it. Fuck you. And he unfollowed me.
No, bro. I'm not going to take that from you, bro.
Because I don't know how to do that shit, man.
You see how he's a... Let me tell you something, right? Because right now, if he wanted to be more of a jackass, he would just go and Google... How can I be more of a jackass, right? Why don't you go on TikTok and never search how to fuck the TikTok? Why don't you see? Because he will search for bullshit. Every day, he's sending me different pieces of Michael Jackson bullshit. You go on the fucking NWO page, the For You page, it's Michael Jackson bullshit.
Michael Jackson washing dishes.
You know how to search for Michael Jackson for some bullshit.
Yeah,
but when it's time to search for how not to be a fucking crocodile, clear dot, now you can't figure it out.
No, I don't know how you niggas do that shit, bro.
You son of a bitch.
And I follow all plus clients and shit. I follow the lawyer, follow the doctors, all of them, man. I'm like, damn, dog, how does he do this?
You saw me hit a gold rush this week?
Nigga.
Smackity back.
Nigga, you guys are on fire over there. Operation running over there. You don't need this shit.
I hit a smackity back.
Holy smokes.
Oh, God.
I guess that's our cue, fellas.
This is good.
That was good. No, that was just good.
This is good.
It was good.
I had a good time, man.
This is fun.
Benford.
That was a hearty laugh at the end, bro.
No. Well, come on. That's easy. I'm going to get you right.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to get you right. Benford, do you have any thoughts of the final variety?
Fuck, bro. Yo, tell a friend about the podcast. We got some shit coming up. I'm not sure if y'all want to do an ad spot for it after my final thoughts, but follow us on NWO Podcast on Instagram at NWO Podcast, Twitter, The NWO Podcast, and YouTube, NWO Podcast. Appreciate y'all.
Richard, final thoughts.
Final thoughts, man. July 27th. Y'all know what to do, man. Pull up to the live show. We're back with our third live show, so pull up to the Hookaholics live show. Tickets are going to be on sale. They should be on sale very, very soon. Make sure you get your tickets and pull up to the live show.
Oh, you telling them about July
27th? Yeah, this is final thoughts.
Tell them all about any final thoughts.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
You was telling them about July 27th, right?
Yes, sir.
Because y'all know what's happening July 27th.
Tell what's happening July 27th.
July 27th, NWO live show, baby. We live, baby. We going to have celebrity guests popping up left and right.
Bones is going to open up.
We going to have the homie Bones might be out there. I ain't going to tell you he going to be out there because we ain't talked to him yet, but. Definitely going to have a lot of people out there. Like, I'm not going to... We're not going to... And now... Nah. But for real, man. July 27th, make sure you pull up. Get your tickets early. It's small in the spot. So it's not a lot of standing room or seating room. Like, make sure you get your tickets early because the tickets going to come with some real dope, inclusive shit. And it's gonna really be a more personal vibe, man. We taking it back to the day one spot. We back at Hookaholics with it. So you already know the vibe is gonna be like on a whole nother level in the room. And again, man, you're gonna wanna be a part of this. This is gonna be, we trying to line it up so it'll be our 200th episode. You know what I'm saying? So I think if you've been listening to the podcast for that long, this is something that you definitely wanna be a part of. Lock in with us because the hoodie's about to go up. You know how this shit go. Yeah, man. Like I said, July 27th. Go crazy.
Plus, what's your final thoughts?
Just want to remind everybody to When you go out, man, fucking look like something. All right.
Beautiful.
That's the least you can fucking do. Okay. They're asking us if we want sparkling water. Have some fucking respect for the place.
That's it.
Have some fucking respect for me. Have a good night.
You want reciprocation, right?
Shake that ass for me.
Come on, huh?
Match my reciprocity.
Paint your feet. Come on, stop playing.
Song of the week this week is going to be...
No Chunk Collectors on a fucking date, man. fucking up, sir.
Yes, they didn't.
Song of the week is going to be All That Money by Young Dro.
Fucking blast from the past?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how he was feeling when he walked in.
We were jamming before you got in here. Shit was amazing.
It is. Why
the fuck did he make a juke song with from Atlanta?
A juke song at a time during the juke era is
how
crazy.
How did he find that?
Fort Lauderdale.
He's in Atlanta.
And then we lost our mind, bro, to that shit, bro. Like, it belonged to us.
Listen, I don't know what he knew. You know what?
He knew something. He came out here and spoke somebody wild with some shit.
When I hear Usher Don't Mind, I was like, who told you to do that?
Yeah.
What was that?
Damn, that's true.
What Dan County nigga was in the studio with you? What was going on?
Damn, that's true. I forgot about that song.
No.
Definitely listen to the end of your podcast. Peace.
Street executives.
This ruined our necks, shoulders, backs for years.
Sam Sneak.
Sam's Jams.
Boner? Or are you sorry?
Technique. 25 grand, fat pocket, look at my pants. We too deep, look at my clan. Polo clothes, look at my brand. I came here to look at y'all dance. They said make it rain, so I'm kicking out grand. I spent 7 and my homie spent 3. I spent my left, so that twist on G. J got started and we don't wanna leave. Tip for the click with your hand on your knee. Nah, I ain't broke, but I'm still on E. Ain't broke like a motherfucker, pills on me. Real low key, shaking hard for the breeze. Still in school, so smart in the head. First man sit, then we all in A. Give for the strip, making all that money. She don't handle you like she handle me. She know a K-Dog ride Lamborghini. Shaking her stuff like tambourine. All my diamonds are tangerine. Throwing in money like tambourine. All y'all need is pepperine. She'll join when you call like trampoline. Got my motor running like Vaseline. Give me what I need, you can have the cream. My drop top shape so evergreen. These niggas in the club, they try with me. So much money, they after me. Black mouse riding and strap with me. Carrots on my neck, call me your drove money. We can blaze up a setup, being platinum 21. Start stacking that bread.
Girl, you making all that money. Don't let nobody cheat you.